Baron Demand joined Robards on the arena floor. The Baron wanted to speak to each of his men personally before the challenge, and the Sec men seemed pleased that the Baron had taken such a personal interest in what was for them just another challenge.
This is something more than what you're used to. This is a test of two vastly different ways of life. Ours and theirs. Vill life versus the Deathlands. Sec men versus Outland scum. Order and chaos.
As he talked, Demand walked back and forth in front of the four-man team, looking each man in the eyes, checking to see if the man was focused on the task ahead of him, and to see if anyone was about to do the challenge all doped up on Jolt or Dream. Because the challenge blasters were non-lethal, several Sec men over the years had participated in challenges high on drugs. The result was a reckless attack that put the Sec man and his whole team at risk. But ever since the penalty for such drug abuse had become a slow, torturous death by first overdose of Bang, and then a protracted deprivation, which brought on madness and eventually, some would say mercifully, death, drug use by Sec men had gone way down. Demand was glad to see that the eyes of all the men were sharp and clear.
I know you'll do this, Vill, proud, because you've had the best training of any Sec force for hundreds of miles in any direction. You are the best. And your victory will be a message to the surrounding Vills and Outland scum that might wander past. Don't mess with Demand.
Demand continued to walk in front of the Sec men, but now he stopped before each one to shake hands.
Best of luck, Rodriguez.
He extended his hand. There were six balls in his palm, their shade of blue slightly lighter than those he'd given the men earlier.
I want the one-eyed Outlander dead.
Rodriguez nodded, knowing exactly what the off-color balls were for. He slipped them into the plastic-lined pocket on the outside right thigh of his fatigues. The Baron moved on to the next Sec man and whispered his instructions. The Sec man nodded silently as well, knowing what to do. They all did. Ryan stood in a circle with the other friends at the far end of the arena. He began pouring out balls into the pockets and waist belts of each of the friends.
All right, everyone. Keep your ammo in the blaster down below 24 balls.
He paused a moment to feel the wind on his face.
Well, the way the wind's blowing, these blasters won't be accurate past 50 yards, so bring them in close before firing.
Mildred raised and lowered her blaster in her extended hand to check its weight and balance.
You think Robards will really call his men out when they're hit?
What do you think?
Can't trust a Sec chief to go against his own men.
That's right, so we're gonna have to make our rounds count. Shots to the head and trunk only. Anything else, and the Sec men will probably argue it.
What about leaving, in case something goes wrong?
I intend to play this game out and walk out of the arena a winner. But since we're dealing with Sec men, I want everyone to make a note of where Doc is sitting as soon as we get out there so you can find him if and when you need your blaster. There are four exits from the arena, and a few of them are partially obscured by wooden structures. So if we have to get out in a hurry, those would be our best choices.
And what about on the outside of the arena? The streets of this Vill are like a maze.
One thing at a time. But we'll probably have to blast our way out, if it comes to that.
I don't like this.
None of us do.
But we've been in worse spots.
GB held up his weapon as if it were a plaything.
At least then we had real blasters, not this stuff.
Any idea about how we're going to capture their flag?
Mildred will stay back and defend our flag while the rest of us will fan out and go on the offensive.
We're gonna try for their flag?
Best way I know to get the flag is chilling their whole team first.
So we're gonna take them all out, then pick up their flag?
Not quite.
How about we set a trap for them?
You got something in mind?
The three of you will sit here.
A nice enough view, but I would prefer something a little closer to the arena floor.
I said you'll sit here until the Baron or the Sec Chief says otherwise.
If that is the way you feel about it, then very well.
Satisfied, the Sec men turned and took a few steps back. Eliander smiled at Doc.
We should be able to see everything from here.
That wasn't what I was worried about, dear lady. If my friends get into trouble, I would prefer to be close enough to hand them their blasters.
I see. Well, perhaps I can get us moved down closer to the wall.
Much appreciated.
Eliander got up and went to talk to the Sec man in charge.
Isn't she something, Jack?
Jack had a strange smile on his face. It had been the same expression for the past half hour, and it was starting to nag at Doc. Jack was a young firebrand who would have wanted to be in the thick of the fight no matter what his physical condition. But here he was on the outside of the arena, content to sit in silence and stare blankly out onto the arena floor. Sick or not, something was wrong. Doc decided he'd inform Mildred of the problem as soon as he had the chance. He shook Jack by his good shoulder, then waited for a response.
Are you all right, my friend?
There was no answer from Jack. Just that same unsettling grin on his face.
It is unfortunate that we were not challenged to a knife-throwing contest. You would be the champion, eh?
Knives for survival, not for games.
Ah, so there is some life behind those two glassy ruby eyes of yours.
Too bad not talking contest. You and easy. Ah,
touché, my white-haired friend.
Doc breathed a sigh of relief, happy to know that whatever unusual behavior Jack was exhibiting was a result of his wounds and nothing more. He would be back to being his own irascible self in no time. A few minutes later, Eleander returned.
We're moving, Theo.
How did you manage that?
Let's just say that you don't live in a vill for years without learning a few interesting bits of information about the sect men around you.
Blackmail? My dear woman, I had thought that a lady such as yourself would be above such messy endeavors.
We can stay here if you prefer.
But I wholeheartedly approve of your ability to determine when such underhanded methods need to be employed, and I appreciate your tact in administering them so judiciously.
Does that mean you want to move?
Of course.
This way, then.
On your feet, Jack. We will be taking up a position closer to the action.
Knife range?
Doc hesitated a moment, then nodded.
I do believe we will be close enough for that, yes.
The trio moved closer to the arena wall.